This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Well, profit margins are already razor-thin for many Midwest farmers this year, prompting increased diligence in scouting and early detection of crop threats. With careful planning and proactive crop protection strategies in place, most producers felt prepared for this growing season. But now an unexpected and rare pest has surfaced, one so uncommon that it falls outside of the scope of most treatment plans, and its reappearance is frustrating and raises fresh concerns about how to respond effectively. We'll talk with an entomologist coming up next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
The pest that we're going to be talking about today is called grape colaspis. It's a small beetle not typically seen in damaging numbers in this region. And while it hasn't crossed into Iowa yet, it's been confirmed in our neighbor to the east in Illinois, which makes it uncomfortably close. Nick Sider's an entomologist closely monitoring the situation and says he's surprised by the early emergence and population levels already being reported, especially since the pest hasn't made an appearance since 2018.
I've received a handful of reports and had the opportunity to walk a few fields that have been impacted by grape colaspis. So grape colaspis is a beetle. It's in the leaf beetle family, and it's an insect pest that we see at irregular intervals, sort of every few years. The last time we had sort of outbreak levels of this insect was in 2018. And most commonly, we see this injury in corn grown following soybeans. So the adults will actually lay their eggs in soybeans. Those larvae will grow on those soybean roots a little bit in year one, but then they overwinter as a partially grown larva. The following spring, summer, they come back up the profile and feed on the roots of whatever happens to be in that field. And of course, for us, after a legume in Illinois, that legume is usually soybeans, and the plant grown after it is usually corn. So it can damage a variety of different host plants, but we most commonly see that injury in corn because of our rotation system.
Sider says that the damage starts to look like nutrient deficiencies, but there's a deeper issue below the surface.
Particularly phosphorus and potassium. And that's because these plants that have had their roots fed on by these insects, they aren't doing a very good job of taking up those nutrients. As the healthy plants around the affected area begin to grow, often you'll see kind of some stunting of these affected plants. And so often, you know, as you get a little bit further along, you'll get a better appreciation for the extent of that damage. In many cases, we see areas that are impacted sort of on the tops of hills and areas like that that are a little bit better drained. Very often, that's where we'll see this injury kind of the most pronounced. And if you dig those affected plants up, the insect itself looks kind of like a tiny white grub. And they're not all that closely related to like Japanese beetles and other white grub species, but they do resemble them pretty closely, except they're much smaller. They're going to be maybe a little smaller than a pea, so maybe about 3/16 of an inch, something like that.
The real challenge with this pest is that there's a lack of established control options because it rarely appears in damaging numbers. There's limited research and experience on how best to manage it. That uncertainty makes it difficult for farmers to respond quickly or effectively. And again, while it's not inside the borders of Iowa yet, producers are being cautioned to be on the lookout for anything that looks out of place when scouting their fields this year. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Hoffman.